thrown through the door, Tamar drenched herself in the ashes that she had just, from the fire that she had just used to cook Amnon's meals, his cakes. She tore her clothing in a sign of great grief. If David could have foreseen all of this, he would not have taken Bathsheba the way that he did. This act came because of David's act with Bathsheba and his premeditated murder of Uriah, and it was prophesied that this thing would happen. Indeed, David's folly was followed by shame. Amnon's folly was followed by shame also. For Tamar, she could not hold back the tears of grief. Outside the door, Absalom found his sister tattered, torn, and in tears. So we come to Absalom's rescue of his sister Tamar in verse number 20. Then Absalom, her brother, said to her, "Has Amnon, your brother, been with you? But now keep silent, my sister. He is your brother. Do not take this matter to heart." So Tamar remained and was desolate in her brother Absalom's house. Now when King David heard of all these matters, he was very angry. But Absalom did not speak to Amnon either good or bad, for Absalom hated Amnon because he had violated his sister Tamar. Absalom did the right thing at that moment. He protected Tamar from being a public spectacle if she became pregnant. He also protected her from any further advances from his brother Amnon. It is human nature to sin, become sick of sin, and run from sin. But sin will call a human right back into that same sin. I have no doubt that had Tamar been out and about, Amnon would have wanted to take her again. Absalom stopped that from any possibility of happening. Even Tamar's father heard of the violation and he was angry. And he had absolute authority as the father and the king, despite the fact that he was the king, to inflict a penalty on Amnon for this sin, but David stayed silent. Absalom was silent too, for 2 years. But he had not forgotten what Amnon did to his sister. Absalom just waited. He waited for his kingly father to act, but his kingly father did not act. His kingly father did nothing for his daughter who had been raped. So we come to Absalom's reception. Absalom has a plan involving the family of the sons of David in a reception that he wants to throw up the road a little bit in verse 23. Now it came about after 2 years that Absalom had sheep shearers in Baal Hazor, which is near Ephraim. And Absalom invited all the king's sons. How many sons were at the reception in Ephraim? At least 20 miles from Jerusalem. Well, we know about some of the sons, but we're not sure about all of the sons because David had lots of sons besides the ones we know their names. But probably all 19 were invited of the blood ones that were of the true wives of David, not in counting the concubines. They were there. The plan was in place, and at Baal Hazor, we are told how Absalom avenges Tamar. Verse 24 tells us this about how Absalom gets his brothers to the reception. Absalom came to the king and said, "Behold now, your servant has sheep shearers. Please let the king and his servants go with your servants." But the king said to Absalom, "No, my son, we should not go at all, for we will be burdensome to you." And although he urged him, he would not go, but blessed him. Then Absalom said, "Well, if not, please let my brother Amnon go with us." And the king said to him, "Why should he go with you?" But when Absalom urged him, he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. Absalom commanded his servants, saying, "See now, when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say to you, strike Amnon, then put him to death. Do not fear. Have not I myself commanded you? Be courageous and be valiant. The servants of Absalom did to Amnon just as Absalom had commanded. And then all the king's sons arose, and each mounted his mule and fled. Absalom, the avenger, had avenged his sister Tamar, and all their brothers fled from Baal-Hazor in fear of Absalom, and Amnon was dead. It did not take long for the report of Amnon's death at the hand of Absalom to make it back to Jerusalem and to the ear of David. But as I've told you many times about our scriptures, the first time we hear something may not be the truth. So we have to be careful about what we read and what we find as an answer. You see, the initial report was wrong. Jonadab's report will be right, but we're not going to get it up front. Verse 30 says this, "Now it was while they were on the way that the report came to David saying, 'Absalom has struck down all the king's sons, and not one of them is left.' The king arose, tore his clothes, and laid on the ground, and all his servants were standing by with clothes torn. Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother, responded, 'Do not let my lord suppose that they have put to death all the young men, the king's sons, for Amnon alone is dead, because by the intention of Absalom, this has been determined since the day that he violated his sister Tamar. Now, therefore, do not let my lord, the king, take the report to heart, namely, all the king's sons are dead, for only Amnon is dead.'" Now, how Jonadab knew Absalom's plan, we are not told. Jonadab was not at Baal-Hazor with Absalom because the sons are running back to David, and Jonadab is with David. So it seems that Jonadab knew Absalom's plan before it took place. And Jonadab did not need to be in Baal-Hazor to understand what happened. Now, I want to remind you also, when all the sons are there, that means Solomon is there. That means Adonijah is there. All the brothers are there, and they see this happen. Absalom did not have a hatred for all of his brothers. He only had a hatred for Amnon. Now, down at Baal-Hazor, we are told of Absalom's retreat. Undoubtedly, he feared for his life and did not want to face his kingly father. He had a plan, though. Verse 34. Now Absalom had fled, and the young man who was the watchman raised his eyes and looked, and behold, many people were coming from the road behind him by the side of the mountain. Jonadab said to the king, "Behold, the king's sons have come according to your servant's word." So it happened. And as soon as he had finished speaking, behold, the king's sons came and lifted their voices and wept. And also the king and all his servants wept bitterly. David must have been comforted when he saw 17 of his sons coming up the road, which supported Jonadab's report that they were safe. Amnon was not safe, and he was not one of the 17. He was dead. Absalom was not with the 17 or more, for he was in full retreat. Where did he go? Well, as this chapter comes to a close, we learn where Absalom retreated to in his haste after having his brother killed. But we are also told of David's remorse, verse number 37. Now Absalom fled and went to Talmai, the son of Ammihud, the king of Gershon, and David mourned for his son every day. So Absalom had fled and gone to Gershon and was there 3 years. The heart of King David longed to go out to Absalom, for he was comforted concerning Amnon since he was dead. Okay, we need to get this right. Who did David mourn for every day? It was not for Amnon. It was for Absalom. Absalom was safe with Talmai in Gersha. Gersha was located northeast of the Sea of Galilee in an area called the Golan Heights, over on the east side of the Jordan River. We know it as the Golan Heights today. The area belonged to the tribe of Manasseh on that east side of the Jordan River, and Absalom was safe there. And he stayed there for 3 years. Now, this passage says David wanted to see Absalom in Gersha because Absalom had brought great comfort to David by killing Amnon. Absalom did what David would not do. The law was clear. For whoever does any of these abominations, those persons who do so shall be cut off from among their people. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 29, in the same section of the same chapter that I read, you cannot lay with your wife, you cannot lay with your sister, your brother, your father's daughter, your mother's daughter, all that is all in that same chapter. Chapter 18 of Leviticus, and we find that verse in verse 29. David knew that Amnon had to be cut off from the nation of Israel, and that's what happened to Amnon. He was cut off. He did not want to do it, but he was comforted that Absalom had the fortitude to keep the law of the Lord. But David's remorse, because he knew he was the cause of the sin of this happening because of what he did with Bathsheba, along with his failure to judge the punishment of Amnon, that would not go well for David and his relationship with Absalom. More trouble for David was on its way. And next, Joab, his commander, is going to make David's trouble even worse. David had found comfort in Absalom's killing of Amnon, but Absalom had run in fear to Gersha to preserve his life. He did not know the thoughts of his father, and with all his trouble, it is possible that David did not feel that he could express his feelings even to the closest to him. Yet, one close to him perceived his feelings towards Absalom and decided to try to sidetrack David from his thoughts about Absalom. And Joab was his name.